Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You ever go somewhere and they got warm butter? Don't you feel like they care about you? The restaurant, you be like, this warm? Well, let me get the spread in there. Unlike them other places, that little Gold's hard hockey puck of butter, you'll tear your bread. I'm trying to spread bread all over your butter. I ain't got no time for that. Now I just bite the butter and then the bread.
Thursday, September 18th, 2025. Here we are. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. And here we are. Yeah. All right.
I don't hear anything. Oh, there we go.
You don't hear anything?
No, we're back.
You missed all that butter talk from the comedian?
I did.
That was great.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. I love that line. You go to a restaurant and they've got warm butter. You feel like they care about you.
Oh.
It's a great line. Yeah, wham. Warm butter is... I don't know. But see, here's the thing. I feel like I was almost scarred on warm butter because my grandmother, who we've talked about on the show a lot, God rest her soul. She is my dad's mom and she was rough around the edges.
To say the least.
And when she wasn't filling the kitchen with cigarette smoke, she always had two things on the kitchen table at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi.
Okay.
Put ice in it. It's not going in the fridge.
Oh, ever.
And the other was butter.
Yeah.
Just sitting out all the time.
That was, I mean, everybody's grandparents did that.
Really?
Yeah. They had like a butter dish with a little lid on it.
That always just had hot butter. Not even warm. Like hot. It was practically melted butter.
Okay. And I didn't. We didn't have that. It was just room temperature.
It was disgusting. It was gross. And it kind of like almost scarred me on warm butter. Like if I get it and I can easily spread it on my bread, perfect. But man, if it just brings me back to that Pepsi-filled central Pennsylvania house where like
Pepsi-filled.
It was basically just like liquid. And God knows how long it had been sitting out. Like, I'm sure butter eventually goes bad, but
if it does,
that's how I learned that butter doesn't have to be refrigerated.
I guess it doesn't.
No, I think it just makes it last longer, which Anna didn't care about.
Anna didn't care about a lot.
Or she cared too much. Mm. It was one of the two things. She had a lot of opinions about football and what type of people were playing it.
Oh,
I remember that as a kid.
Yeah.
She had a steep opinion about the price of cigarettes.
Okay.
And she would talk to me about it before she sent me a 10-year-old to go buy some cigarettes for her.
Yeah.
And I just had to give the money and say, these are for Anna. And they'd say, oh, okay.
And they knew who she was?
Yeah. I mean, it was a town of the population of like 1,000.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
Wow, that's so, I can't even.
It was a little store called AB's, and I would go down there and whatever change left over, I could buy myself some Marvel cards.
What a childhood.
When my parents took me to my grandmother's house for like an extended stay alone, I was terrified.
Were you?
Oh my God, terrified. Like my grandmother's house was so scary for so, not just because of her. But she certainly didn't give a warm, welcoming presence ever. So when I wasn't listening to her have sometimes veiled, sometimes overt racist rants aimed at the TV, not me, but she wouldn't care if I was in the room. She had one of those ashtrays that was on a pedestal next to her. Remember those? She would send me to go walk as a 10-year-old down to the store to buy her cigarettes, like I said. But my grandmother also, there was only one shower in the house.
Yeah.
And the shower was in the basement. And the basement was not a finished basement. It looks like where you put a kidnapping victim.
What?
Oh. Yep. And the shower.
Was there a bathtub?
Yeah, there were bathtubs in the rest of the house.
Okay.
And the basement looked, the walls looked like they were painted green at one point, like lime green. But that was so long ago that the paint had chipped off. Definitely lead base paint. I would bet $100
on it. Of course.
And it was falling off the wall. And just kind of collecting on the corners around the basement. No carpeting or anything. It wasn't a finished basement. Like I said, it was a basement. There was no curtain on the shower. So you just had to stand in this prison-like basement.
Wait, was there a door?
No.
So the shower was just out in the middle of the basement?
Not the middle, in the corner.
Okay, but I mean like it was exposed to the basement.
Yes. If you walked down the stairs, you could just do a little look around and see whoever was showering. There was also several deer heads all over the wall. Okay?
In the basement.
In the basement.
Watching you shower.
Yes. And you better pray the lights stay on because it didn't matter what time of day it was. If the light went off, pitch darkness.
Sure.
Which happened. And as if that wasn't bad enough, my grandmother would used to fall asleep to the soothing sound of the CB radio monitoring police activity in the town.
Oh my God. How is that? You have to put this in a script.
With her door open. So I would hear her, A, snoring, B, see the cup that held her teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And hearing the CB radio just being like, we got a homicide down at AB's, you know, or something like that. And, you know, like I said, she was not a very comforting person. But to make matters worse, she thought it was so funny to say that the people who owned the house before her, which was nobody, my grandfather built that house,
okay,
died in the attic. and the ghost still wandered the halls. She thought it was hysterical to tell me
that. Man.
Yeah. And when the relatives would come over, I mean, it didn't get too much better. It did. At least there were more people in the house. But I mean, if there was ever a time where, like, you're going to go to grandma's house for a couple days, I'd be like, no.
Wow.
Yeah. No activities that, like, a kid would like?
Yeah, I once got sent to Oakdale, California to stay with my grandparents, who were actually my stepdad's parents.
Yeah.
So they came into my life when I was, like, 10.
Okay.
And while they were very loving, and especially my Grandma Betty, you know, over the years,
yeah,
became absolutely my grandmother, although she also not a terribly warm and touchy feely person.
Right.
Like, she would bitch to my grandfather, who'd be sitting in his chair in their very small house watching TV. She would be in the kitchen complaining about something to him. He was not listening. Never listening.
I love that.
That didn't stop her.
Yeah.
And almost every rant ended with, and what did I get, John? A kick in the teeth. And there was, I remember one time I had to go stay for like 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
And there was zero to do. I mean, zero. And there was just one TV.
Yeah. Which they got to watch.
Which Grandpa Johnny,
yep,
who was just the sweetest man. It was just whatever they were watching. And I remember one time they went somewhere and said I could stay home by myself.
Right.
And they weren't gone very long, but I got to watch what I wanted on TV. And I thought, this is the greatest day of my life.
Just
there
the realization.
Was nothing to do.
I believe that. Did they at least have cable?
They did.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, they at least had cable.
Like, okay, well,
now that I could watch it, but
I'm gonna get 45 minutes of MTV in.
Yeah. Oh man.
So anyway, grandparents are great.
106.5 PM. It's the wake up call.
All right, so we got an email from a listener named Megan, and it was asking for advice on a situation that, frankly, is too interesting to not share. So we have Megan on the phone now. Good morning, Megan.
Hi, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Having me.
So basically, paraphrase the email that you sent to us.
My brother-in-law and his new girlfriend came into town and stayed with us. My mother-in-law is having a big birthday blow up, like a big number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is what happened. My husband and the brother's girlfriend are home alone, which is fine, but she decides to shower in the hallway and leave the door open. Now, there's mirrors all over this bathroom in the hall, and when my husband is, like, walking by repeatedly because it's in the hallway, he can see everything. Like, it's kind of messed up. She had the door open because my husband saw her naked, basically.
Is it so it's a, like a glass shower? It's not like a curtain?
Yeah, it's a glass shower, and then there's just a lot of mirrors because there's, like, the sink and all that. So I don't know why she didn't close the door. And I think it's really disrespectful and just kind of gross. Like, why would you be, like, showing yourself like that to your boyfriend's brother, like,
well, or anybody, like, I mean, it's definitely very strange. Okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely a very strange behavior,
right? So then, like, and my husband tells me this, so I'm like, well, that's kind of messed up, and he's just like, ah, it's fine, it's no big deal, like totally brushing it off. And I'm like, no, this really disrespectful, and I think he should talk to his brother about his girlfriend, but he doesn't really want to, so I'm at a loss.
Well, that is a...
He doesn't want to because he likes it.
Whoa, I don't know that that's true.
Why else wouldn't...
It's a very uncomfortable conversation to have.
It's not that uncomfortable.
It is, because it kind of is like, it's kind of telegraphing to your brother that A, I saw your girlfriend naked. B, your girlfriend wanted me to see her naked.
But
see, your girlfriend's inappropriate in my house.
You could also play it off as kind of a joke as well, though.
And say what?
Like, dude, like, what's happening? Like, does she not know the door is open or something like that? And, like, try to, like, play it off parts of it. As a, at least if it was my brother, I'd try to play parts of it off as a joke. But I don't think it's a leap to assume that your husband doesn't want to talk.
Why did he tell his wife? Why wouldn't he just keep it to himself? Because there's no way he didn't know that that wasn't going to piss her off.
Yeah, that's probably true. He's your husband, Megan, so what do you think?
I think he probably got a nice show, but then felt guilty about it, so he's being transparent in case it comes back to me. But then I'm asking for his brother to know and for some accountability for her actions. And now he's like, no, I'm not getting into this more.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be pretty pissed. I would be mad already. I'd be extra mad if...
You'd be mad at him?
If he didn't tell you? No. If he didn't talk to his brother and say, hey, it's not respectful for this to happen in our home.
What if he didn't tell you? What if he never told you and then you found out? Would you be pissed at him then?
Yes.
Okay, so then Megan, you're right. That's probably why he said something. And I mean, how much longer is she still there?
Yes. They're here for another couple days. The birthday's Friday night.
And you guys don't have kids or anything, right?
We do have kids, but luckily they were at school when this happened.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say you could blame it on the kids. Like, you can't do that around my kids, you know?
Well, you shouldn't have to blame anybody. It's a weird and inappropriate thing to do.
But if he was having the conversation with his brother, I'm saying he could use the kids as like a buffer to
grow up, man up. You don't need a buffer. You stand up for your wife and say, hey, this isn't an appropriate thing to do in our house.
Yeah. Text in, by the way. What do you think should be done in this situation? 916-909-1065. I mean, it's definitely an interesting situation. Thank you so much for calling us. I know that you're very busy and you had to fit us in.
No, I appreciate you guys listening because I'm just really frustrated now.
No, sure,
very
frustrated. You can give us a call about this as well. What would you do in this situation? 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake-up call.
All right, so you guys made the call. It's your show. We are going to take your phone calls about the woman that we had on about 10 minutes ago that was telling us about a naked woman showering in her house with the door open. Kevin, we didn't get your opinion during that. What is your opinion of the situation?
I would confront her and tell her to close the door.
You would?
Yes.
As the man?
Yeah.
So she comes out of the shower, still wrapped up in a towel?
absolutely not.
You would just say, like, hey, that was, what would you say? How would you say?
I would be all like, hey, you need to close the door. In this household, we do privacy very, very much.
We take it seriously.
We take it seriously.
One theory that I put out there was that the husband might enjoy this a little bit. And somebody texted in and said, I mean, you walk past the door once, it's an accident. More than once, it's no accident. And it's like, ooh. Mm.
Well, but you don't have to walk past the door. Did she say the husband actually saw her?
I think so. I think he did.
Because, like, you could, I mean, depending on where the bathroom is, just recognize that the door is open. Although maybe you have to walk past it.
Maybe you do.
Maybe to get out of your bedroom, you have no choice but to walk past the bathroom.
Maybe. Jordan, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi. So just to recap, we had a call. It started with an email of a woman saying that she had a guest in her house that's staying there. How did she know her again? I don't remember.
It's her brother-in-law's girlfriend.
That's right. And she showers with the door open, and it's a glass shower, so you can see everything. So, Jordan, what would you do in this situation?
So, the husband needs to tell the brother as soon as possible. He also can't wait until the end of the trip, because that's weird, too, to be like, hey, your girlfriend has showered the whole time with the door open. If I were the boyfriend, I would be like, and you didn't tell me? That's weird. But yeah, I think that the brother should definitely say something.
See, the people that are saying the wife needs to be the one to say something, because we are getting that text in.
Sure.
I kind of take issue with that, because first of all, it's her husband's brother's girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
The only reason this girl's in their house is because it's his brother's girlfriend. It's his brother's guest, right?
Right, right.
But the other thing is, as her husband, if your wife is uncomfortable, you should do something about that.
Jordan, thank you so much for your phone call. Let's talk to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you want to say about this? What would you do?
I would actually walk in there and confront her. I wouldn't even allow her to do it.
As the woman?
As the woman.
While she's in the shower?
While she's in the shower.
Oh, I love that.
Part, so it doesn't matter.
But wait, I don't think she was there when this happened.
She wasn't there.
She wasn't there. Okay, so people texting and saying, like, just go shut the door really loudly. Shut the bathroom door. She wasn't there when this happened.
And that's a little passive aggressive, too.
I'm fine with that.
Michelle, I love the idea of you going in there while she's in the shower. I've seen this movie, and it's great. So thank you. Let's talk to Maggie now. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning, Kevin, and... Kevin and you guys, you know, I like
what close enough.
It's my house. I would just go in there, close the door, or I would tell my husband, hey, tell your brother, tell her to close the door. Because if not, I'm going to go in. It's my house.
It's your house.
I'm going to close the door.
Well, but the wife, the person that called us wasn't in the house at the time. But I feel like there is such an obligation to the husband to fix this. Your wife doesn't like this. Your wife doesn't think, I mean, oh boy, though, God, that's so, you know what? I would never say the husband should talk to the girlfriend.
No.
I feel like that is inappropriate.
Yes.
But if you have somebody else that you can tell that can relay it to the girlfriend, that's what you need to do.
Absolutely. Listen, this is a great text message, and I think this is good. Somebody said, what is the wife going to say? LOL. If the wife is going to say something, it will become confrontational, which is true.
Exactly.
So the husband does need to approach his brother politely and say this particular incident happened and it would be appropriate if it does not continue to happen. That is a very adult way to handle this, because again, for all the people that are like, I'd charge in there and I don't know, whatever the Michelle said
while she's
still in the shower, but like go in there and say, you know, blah, 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 blah. This is a relationship that we still want to continue. You know, it's not like you want to kick the door down and be like, get out of here and take my husband's brother with you.
Wow. That's true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes. All you aughts kids, all the millennials. Camp Rock 3 is becoming a reality. And I've got great news. The Jonas Brothers are returning. The Jonas Brothers are coming back for Camp Rock 3. This is fantastic, I think. Because, you know, I'm 45 years old. I missed the Camp Rock movement.
Yeah.
Would have been weird if I was into it.
Probably.
Yeah, it would have been. I think I, what was I, in my late 20s when Camp Rock came out?
I don't think late. I don't know.
But nevertheless, here we are. And I don't know anything about this. And Kevin, massive Camp Rock
fan. I love it.
So are you excited the Jonas Brothers are coming back for it?
Yes, and Demi Lovato's coming too.
Now, I thought she was just executive producer. Is she going to be in the movie too?
I read she was going to be in it
okay,
too.
Maybe she... Listen, you're the Camp Rock expert for the Wake Up Call. You're our correspondent,
yeah.
Okay? So you're here to answer all of our Camp Rock questions.
Oh boy, okay. It's been a while.
Now, the first question I have... The Jonas Brothers are all arguably grown-ass all-the-way adults.
Right.
Well into their 30s. Should they be going to summer camp?
Oh, they're probably going to be like camp counselors, right?
Right. No, they're not that old.
The Disney promo they put out yesterday said, we're going back to camp. And that sentence makes me think they're going to be camping.
I guess they're going back as camp counselors then.
Okay.
Well, for a second, you seemed really offended by that.
So Camp Rock 1 and 2 is them. They are a famous boy band group, okay?
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, I forgot what they're called. They're not called the Jonas Brothers. They're called something 3.
The Saja Boys.
No, but something 3.
Okay.
And then they go to Camp Rock to, like, philanthropy stuff. Like, teach these kids that are going camp for
philanthropy.
Music.
Wait, they're there for, like, community service?
Yeah, to, like, be one with the fans. They're, like, famous, but they're teaching the kids how to play music and stuff.
Okay, so they own the camp. They're running the camp.
I don't know if they own it. They work there.
Okay, by the way, text in to 909-1065 and fill in what is a increasingly many holes in
camp. There's
okay,
no holes,
hold on,
bitch.
Question. So, okay, the original Camp Rock.
Right.
Was that a camp where they, like, built a band? Was it a music camp?
It was a music camp, yes.
Okay, so everybody that went to the camp was a musician.
Yes, or aspiring to be a musician.
I see.
Okay, so now they're going back to camp to find the next generation of musicians.
I think so, yes.
Okay, I hate you.
What? Me?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. How much have you made fun of me for going to jazz camp?
Boy.
Jazz camp is different.
Why? It's a camp where everybody is an aspiring musician. And
who's
then
who's the celebrity that came to your camp?
Me, bitch.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, Katie from the Wake Up Call. Ever heard of her?
No, never heard of her. Sorry.
All right.
I answered the question.
So, I'm still very confused on all of this.
How?
Why are you confused?
What's confusing?
Well, why are they... Is the plot of Camp Rock 3 that they are still this boy band?
I think so, yeah. Oh. They should be.
So, is this kind of like a Backstreet Boys thing where, like, they're too old to be a boy band, but they're working the Sphere in Vegas, and they're like, you know what? Let's slum it back at summer camp.
I think they're just trying to find someone to replace them.
To replace them?
Yes.
I just...
It's more of a nostalgic feel.
All right.
We don't really care about the story.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That
seems to be very obvious. Because you don't remember too much about
the
story.
It's been so long, okay?
Now, are you going to watch this?
I'm definitely going to watch it.
You are. Okay.
Yeah, it's for our generation.
Text messages here to help you, Kevin. Their uncle owns the camp.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Another one. Only the oldest one goes to camp the first year because his brothers got mad at him and thought that would help him. The second one. All three of them are actually in... And they can't the whole time. I don't know what happened.
What happened to them?
Your cat walked across your phone and sent that text message? No, okay. No one knows the plot. People are assuming they are the new coaches.
See,
so this
I told
is like
you.
The Voice. Okay. All right. The Voice set in summer camp.
So are we to understand that there are going to be some kids that the Jonas Brothers show up as mentors?
Right.
Something. And coaches, and then some of those kids they just think aren't good enough? Because that's not inspiring.
That's not inspiring, Kevin.
It's inspiring in the way of, oh, maybe you'll get a second chance. Because this is Camp Rock 3.
They if never even got a first chance.
Right.
Everyone gets a chance at Camp Rock.
Right, but then the Jonas Brothers are going to come in and go, sorry, beat it, kid. Yeah. You're not talented
enough. Right, and then
enough.
They just stay at Camp Rock.
Right, and do what?
Try to be better.
Do trust falls? Fish? Canoe?
Gavin was hoping that Camp Rock was going to be an adult summer camp, but it was actually marriage counseling.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Because he wanted there to be group sessions and journaling time.
That is what I thought it was going to be, because when you have adult Jonas Brothers going back to Camp Rock, it only makes me think that this is a camp for adults, which is either swingers or people whose marriages are just hanging by a thread.
And
either way, I'd watch that.
I'd watch that.
Camp Rock 3. Some.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
You know what they say. A loss is but a word. It's time to play. Are you smarter than Katie? Listen, don't let that get to you.
All right. I mean,
she lost yesterday. We reset the jackpot. And
she's had a lot of losses lately.
Guys, she needs a win.
So if you could just throw it.
Right. Heather, are you there?
I am.
Hi. We're not telling you to throw it, but we're not telling you to throw it.
Exactly.
All right. If you care about Katie, you'll lose.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, Katie's gonna leave the studio. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. The jackpot's only $20, but you know what? We're playing for fun. All right, okay. Here we go. Question 1. Jimmy Kimmel was indefinitely suspended by ABC yesterday for comments he made about Republicans' response to Charlie Kirk's death. Political pressure was put on ABC by President Trump, the head of the FCC, and the company that airs ABC in most markets. What does FCC stand for?
FCC?
FCC. What does it stand for?
The Federal Communications Commission.
Okay. Question 2, the 1997 horror movie Anaconda, starring J-Lo, is so bad that it has become a cult classic. And the trailer for the reboot starring Paul Rudd and Jack Black came out yesterday, and you can see it by texting SNAKE, S-N-A-K-E, to 916-909-1065. I highly recommend it because it looks hysterical, because it's a film about guys trying to remake the movie Anaconda. It looks very funny. What other musician starred in the original besides J-Lo?
Ooh.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
J-Lo, I don't know.
All right, moving on. Question 3. Speaking of reboots, Seth Rogen and Sabrina Carpenter announced that they're rebooting The Muppet Show.
Oh,
yes!
You love that.
I sure do. I saw that news this morning, and I was like, God, this is what I needed to see. I needed this. It's going to be a special on Disney Plus, but it is going to act as a backdoor pilot to relaunch the show. That is exciting. With Seth Rogen as executive producer. What color is Gonzo?
Gonzo? What color is Gonzo? Green.
Okay, question 4. Quietly, for a while now, Jay-Z has been trying to open a casino in Times Square. He secured almost $5.5 billion for the project, but yesterday the New York City Community Advisory Commission denied his request to build it. Ooh, that is a fat L. True or false, Broadway actually never runs through Times Square?
True.
And question 5, yesterday I told you the lineup for Coachella, but it was released how much they're paying Justin Bieber to headline it, and it is staggering. He is getting paid $10 million to headline Coachella. Sure hope they make that money back. Whew. If he plays a set for 50 minutes, how much is he getting paid per minute?
How long is it in general?
It doesn't matter how long it is in general. If he only plays for 50 minutes and he's getting paid $10 million, what is that per minute?
$750,000.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Heather, you're calling from Folsom. What's going on in Folsom this morning?
Just getting ready to take the kids to school.
I love that. And then do you go to work or do you get to go back home?
Yeah, working.
Where do you work?
I am working at an office.
At an office. All right.
Okay. I love
how vague it is.
Sounds like you're a kid playing. Where do you work? At office.
Today, I work at office. Tomorrow, I work at court. And then grocery store. All right, here we go. Question 1, Katie. Jimmy Kimmel was indefinitely suspended by ABC yesterday. You saw that, right?
Yep.
Over comments he made about Republicans' response to Charlie Kirk's death. This is because political pressure was put on ABC. And 2 down, 2 more to go. What does FCC stand for?
Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah. Yes. What a time. Question 2. The 1997 horror movie Anaconda starring J-Lo. I know it's one of your favorite films of all time.
All right.
But the trailer for the reboot starring Paul Rudd and Jack Black came out yesterday. Did you see it?
I did, actually. What'd
you think?
I think it looks brilliant.
It looks very funny. You can see it by texting the word snake in to 909-1065. What other musician starred in the original besides J-Lo?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. That's right. Question 3. Speaking of reboots, Seth Rogen and Sabrina Carpenter announced that they're rebooting The Muppet Show.
Okay. No, don't buzz me. Just an odd pairing, no?
I think they're friends.
Oh, okay.
I think they're friends. They
do you
something...
want to have nice things to say about Sabrina Carpenter now?
Now I have nothing but nice things to say about Sabrina Carpenter. Wasn't Seth Rogen in her Christmas special?
I did not know she had a Christmas
special. Yeah, I didn't
special.
Know she had one.
I believe we talked about it on the show. But anyway, though, it's going to be a backdoor pilot to relaunch the whole show. What color is Gonzo?
Blue.
Blue! He's blue. Question 4. Quietly for a while, Jay-Z's been trying to open a casino in Times Square, and he even secured $5.5 billion in funding for the project, just to find out that yesterday the New York City Community Advisory Commission said no.
Do they even allow gambling in New York?
I guess they must.
Okay.
I think that would have been step one of trying to.
Sure,
you know.
Yeah.
True or false, Broadway actually never runs through Times Square.
It does not. Really?
It does. It's one of the major streets in Times Square. Broadway. Huh. Question five. Yesterday I told you about the lineup for Coachella. And it's being headlined by Bieber.
Yeah.
He's getting paid $10 million to do that.
Okay.
That's insane. That is an insane amount of money. If he plays for 50 minutes.
Okay.
How much is he getting per minute?
Plays for 50 minutes. $250,000.
Oh my God. Was that a total guess?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Oh.
But you were close.
Oh, okay.
He's going to get paid $200,000 a minute for that performance. If it's 15, he'll probably play, if I had to guess, like 90, maybe 2 hours or something like
two
that.
2 hours?
Yeah, probably, wouldn't you say?
No.
For a headliner at Coachella? I don't know. Kevin, what do you think?
That's way too much.
Too much?
And he's probably not even, he might not show up.
Why would you say that?
Knowing Justin Bieber.
Knowing Justin
Bieber. Is he known for not showing up for shows? All
doesn't right. he have that one thingy?
He has Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy, yeah.
You keep saying he has Lyme disease. That's Justin Timberlake.
I can't get my Justins right.
Heather, are you there?
I am. I thought you said 15 minutes, but I still would have been wrong.
I said, but you could have asked me to clarify.
I don't think she needed to.
I apologize, but the final score wouldn't have made a difference anyway, though. Katie got three, and you got one.
Oh.
Katie wins. She is back on top, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
on Mount Olympus of wins is what's going on. We're going to have $20 for the jackpot tomorrow. What is it you want to tell us, Heather?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. But thank you for listening and have fun at office.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin has discovered a new craft, and boy, oh boy, is he smitten with it. First of all, where did you do this? This wasn't on your own, right?
No, I did it with a group of friends. It was for her birthday.
Oh, I love that. Okay, this is a fun birthday idea.
It
especially
was super fun.
For adults, because you often hear about this with kids. But tell everybody what you did.
We did ice dyeing.
Which is what?
Which is like tie dyeing, but without water. It's with ice. And okay. It causes like a beautiful design as it melts.
Okay.
And it looks so much better.
It actually does look pretty cool. If you want to see the shirt that Kevin made, text in the word shirt, S-H-I-R-T, right now to 916-909-1065. It does look pretty cool for like a tie-dye thing. It's not bad. But this is changing Kevin fundamentally.
Really?
Yes.
What if I start selling these?
Okay. To who?
To people that like tie-dye.
Okay, let me see it. Show
me. Okay.
Again, if you want to see it, text in shirt.
Look how beautiful it is. It has different patterns. It has the little
Kevin!
Thing on it. I know, right?
That's actually really good.
See? And this, look, I just recycle old shirts and make them brand new.
So this is going to become like a side hustle, or is this like new profession?
Maybe a new profession.
So,
because I could produce so many at the same time.
Can you?
How long did it take you to make that shirt?
Probably like 3 hours.
Okay.
You have to wait for the ice to melt. So it's like very patient.
I see.
Okay. So it sounds like you can't.
I can mass produce like 5 shirts at a time, put the ice in, let it melt, and then we'll be good.
Mass produce five.
5 at a time. I don't want too many orders. I want each of them to be one of one.
Why? Okay.
Well, they will be.
Right.
So how much would you charge for like one of Kevin?
Whatever people are feeling, honestly. I'm just starting.
What if it's $10?
That's fine.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So, yeah.
So that's...
BYOS, though. Bring your own shirt if you want to give me $10.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this business model is getting a little wonky. So somebody has to meet up with you.
Right.
Bring you a shirt.
Right. Or they could pay a premium and then I just provide my own shirt.
Okay. That probably makes more sense.
I could do that. Yeah.
Because that's going to cut into your tie-dye time.
The meeting up?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I'll have all the stations set up at my house, and they just come drop it off.
You want people to know where you live?
To your house?
Ooh, maybe not.
How many things have you purchased where you go to the artist's house?
A lot.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Silly me. So, I support this, and I'll tell you why. I want so badly for you to become an Apple Hill person.
An Apple Hill person.
I want you to be somebody that goes up to High Hill Ranch and sets up your tent, and you're there every weekend.
Oh my God.
And you look unhappy standing in front of your wares, and you're next to the lady who makes Sesame Street magnets and the other guy that sells leather belts, and you're there with your ice tie-dye.
Yes.
I gotta be honest, I think that place could use some Asian representation.
Oh, really?
Thank you, Gavin! Especially in the tie-dye world.
It's not the most diverse environment when I go up there, and I would like it to be more diverse. So, like, Kevin, I support this, but only if you become an Apple Hill person.
I think that you have to rent.
You do.
There.
You do. Yeah.
How much is that?
More than $10 every 3 hours.
So then I have to charge a premium on my shirts, like $50, $60. Would anyone buy that? I don't think
anybody's going to. Okay, that is a. You went from $10 to $60.
Well, now I have to rent a booth at the Apple Hill.
Yeah.
Again, the drive time.
Oh, and the drive time as well.
Yeah, gas.
I'm just going to have an Etsy.
Okay, so what about this? What if you do that? You do charge $50, $60 a shirt.
Okay.
But he does something, Katie, special to each shirt to justify it. Like, because you're a celebrity, okay?
People love you. Okay.
And besides the fact that they get to meet you at Apple Hill selling your ice tie-dye, after you make a shirt, maybe you give it a kiss. Maybe you spray some perfume on it.
Yes, that could be your signature.
What if I wear it first?
Oh, no, my God.
Get my scent on it.
That's really disgusting.
No, it's like not. That?
He has a rash.
Katie!
What?
Katie. Stop putting my business out there.
Well, I feel like it's going to become other people's business.
It's not going to, because I'm going to wear a thin nylon skin tight suit before I wear the shirt.
Okay, great.
Let's not wear it. And what if it's the wrong size?
That's their fault.
Right, yeah. So if you want to buy a $60 shirt only available in a size that fits Kevin, that he will wear on his rash-infested body.
Okay, we don't have to say that.
Before you go away, on your way to get some Apple Donuts at Apple Hill, I support this.
Oh,
someone put a name, Creations by Kevin. I love that.
Creations with a K.
Yes, how'd you know?
Amazing.
Kevin, I love this.
Wow.
All right, good luck in all your future endeavors.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So my daughter Zoe is 6 years old, and my family and I decided that we were going to audition for a musical. Everybody in the family was going to do it. And at first it was like, well, this is just going to be my son who does musicals all the time with Katie's daughter, Audrey. They do musicals together a lot, so this was no big thing for him. My wife, who has not done a stage production of anything in over 20 years, she just really wanted to do something with us. And they talked me into doing it too. The wild cards were our 9-year-old and our 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And our 9-year-old has done stage stuff, but he's a quiet kid. He's very funny, but he's very quiet. Our 6-year-old Zoe, though, she was
born for showbiz, baby.
Man, if jazz hands could be a sentient being, that would be her. And we didn't even know if she was old enough to do this show, which
okay.
I don't think technically she is. But if her parents are in it,
usually
then it's okay.
That's the case.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. But nonetheless, the director said, I still want to see them audition. I still want to see them get up on stage and sing a song.
Of course.
Well, this was something we didn't find out until we went to the audition. And
you thought they wouldn't have to audition?
We didn't even think that they were going to audition, that
okay.
they would be allowed.
Okay.
So this was all thrown together in about 20 to 30 minutes. And my 9-year-old son did a 20 to 30 minute audition.
Okay.
He got up on stage with no music behind him and just sang happy birthday.
Okay.
That's not good enough for Zoe. She got up on stage and We found the instrumental version of Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Shut up.
Was that her choice?
That was her choice.
Shut up.
And she sang it with no prep and no plan. And I'm not going to say that she was like amazing, but for a six-year-old, she wasn't bad. What was amazing was the confidence that she had in what was absolutely just a slapdash presentation in front of a theater full of people.
Yeah.
And if you want to see this
with a song that is ambitious.
Yeah. If you want to see this, text in the word sing, S-I-N-G, S-I-N-G, to 916-909-1065. I play the audio, but the audio is not great. But what you should really look for is not so much her singing. It's that as the song is going on, her confidence gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And she starts dancing while she's doing it. There's like hand movements. There's a spin move. There's all this stuff going on, to which afterwards people came up and they're like, that's great. Like, you guys choreographed it too. It's like, we didn't do anything. We did nothing.
She's not even here with us.
She put this together all herself in the moment. And listen, as the father of a daughter, there's a big part of me that gets teary-eyed when I think about how confident she is, and I hope the world never strips her of that confidence.
Yeah.
And then there's another part of me that knows that I have to deal with her as a father that wants the world to take her down a peg.
Well, I have a good news, bad news for you.
Yeah.
Okay? What you are doing is raising just a baby, Katie.
Oh boy.
No. And this makes me hearken back to a time where Katie, at a very similar age, went on stage at a wedding.
No.
Where there was a live band.
And how old were you?
Probably six.
Oh my God.
And I leaned over to the singer and I go, do you guys know all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth?
And what was this, Christmas time?
It was July. And because I thought, you know what? I didn't bring a gift. I will be the gift. Okay? I thought to myself, surely this is on their registry. And the band said, sadly, we do not. And I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. You follow me. Okay?
You did not.
I just sang it a cappella.
Listen, boys, hey, everybody pay attention. It's a blues riff in C. Watch me for the measure changes, and it's a little bit faster tempo. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8. I said 5, 6, 7, 8.
It was very similar to that. And I sang All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth to the bride and groom. Brought the house down, obviously.
Yeah.
And here's the other great news.
Oh, that was great news.
Yeah, yeah. Haven't lost my confidence, okay? I can't even walk past the microphone without threatening to do a couple numbers. I'll give you a type 5 right now, okay? So, and the world has tried. The world has tried to beat me down, but I, like a phoenix, rise from the ashes every time, you know,
almost daily.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you're right. That's great news. If you want to see this video, text in sing, S-I-N-G, to 916-909-1065. Honestly, it's the kind of sweet video we could all probably use, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Right about now.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
I want to play a clip for you guys. We often, on this show, get accused, sometimes fairly, of siding with criminals.
Yeah, we do.
And I want to play a clip for you of a man who robbed a restaurant at Disney World.
Okay.
Made off with $20,000. But it was how he did it that is so interesting. Listen to this clip.
The Paddlefish restaurant prepared to open as normal Monday, hours after deputies say this man swam up to the replica steamboat, stripped off his wetsuit, and robbed the restaurant of at least $10,000 in cash.
Now, I need to say, this is a restaurant that's obviously on the water.
Okay, what's the name of this restaurant?
The Paddlefish Restaurant.
Okay.
Swam up to the restaurant, stripped off his wetsuit, robbed the restaurant, and then put the wetsuit back on.
A heavily redacted report showing it happened just after midnight, after the restaurant closed and the manager was counting money to put into the safe. Investigators said after the man spray-painted the security camera, he forced two employees to get into the corner of the room and close their eyes. The robbery taking about 2 minutes before the man left, and the employees called 911. Investigators believe the man, who was described as wearing clothes and a beanie by the employees, put his scuba gear on, got back into the water, and swam off. But to where, they don't know. The investigation still active.
I want to remind everybody, littered with alligators.
Oh,
every water that you can, people's pools in their backyard sometimes have alligators. And there have been attacks on Disney World property from alligators. This guy at night puts on a wetsuit, swims to the restaurant, gets out of the wetsuit, robs it, puts it back on. Gets back in the water and swims away. Swims away to where? We don't know, as the report said. Have you two ever put on a wetsuit?
Okay, I'm so glad
it's
you're
so
saying that.
It's so hard to put on.
I'm so glad you're saying that, because getting a wetsuit on and off dry is a feat.
Yeah.
Getting one on wet?
Nobody knows how it's done.
The time it must have taken.
The only way that you can put a wet wetsuit on is if you make a wish with a genie.
100%. You guys have never worn a wet one-piece bathing suit,
mm-mm.
I assume.
No, not yet.
When you have to get out of the pool and you have to go pee, okay?
Mm.
You have to take your bathing suit all the way off.
Right.
Trying to get that back on, which does not have arms or legs or a big zipper in the back.
Yeah.
Is like, you feel winded afterwards.
Sure.
You feel exhausted. You check your calorie counter on your Apple Watch. You burn calories doing it.
Huh.
To be able to do this and then get away.
Yeah.
And did he put the money in a dry bag?
He must have. Again, we get accused of siding with criminals, but I am firmly on this guy's side because the thought process that went into this is impressive. He could have pulled up there in a car. He didn't. He swam there through alligator-infested water.
You can't pull up into a car anymore. There's too many cameras everywhere. But, I mean, in this one, in this case, though, you can't track him.
No. An absolutely amazing story. And you know what? He deserves that money. I hate saying it. Sorry. Sorry. But he deserves that money. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'll say this. I'm not as mad about it.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, he worked for it.
There you go.
You know, he did work for it.
You know, there was something in San Francisco not too long ago that just showed a bunch of guys drive a car into
like a smash and grab.
Yeah. Smash and grab. Get out of here.
Grow up.
You don't deserve any of that money. Not a single wetsuit on any of you.
I have to also say, thievery doesn't seem like a scuba diver sport.
No.
If anything, if you're going to take something as a scuba diver, you have to find buried treasure.
Right. And that's fine.
Yeah, that's...
We champion that.
Anybody's.
There's probably a children's show about that.
Right. Yeah.
And that is technically theft.
I mean, he had to also learn to scuba dive.
Right. But I'll tell you what, those snatch and grabbers, if they showed up wearing like suits of armor, something else that's very hard to put on, I'd be like, all right, let him go, Sir Knight. Get in there and you can take some jewels.
It does seem like for the cost of the suit of armor, you could just, if you saved yourself that money, like they're coming out a little even after they snatch and grab.
What if they already had it? What if they already, like their parents were big Renaissance fair people and it's just been passed down? Guys, guess what I found in the attic? What is it? Suits of armor. Great. Now we can do a smash and grab.
Okay. Smash and grabs. Smash and grabbers don't seem like the type that had Renaissance fair parents, but I said the same thing about scuba thieves.
Right. So the takeaway from all this is Katie profiles people.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And the profile is, I don't think you would steal.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Uber is literally launching something new, and Katie has concerns.
Yeah. It's helicopters, bitch.
Helicopters, bitch.
Yeah. So instead of getting like, you're feeling fancy, you want to get an Uber Black? That's for peasants.
Right.
Get a helicopter. They are. They have partnered with Blade.
Oh.
And you can get helicopter rides through the app. It's $195. And it's only in like 12 cities right now.
Okay.
Very specific places. But for $195, you can take a helicopter from Manhattan to nearby airports.
That's a great deal.
Oh. It does seem pretty good.
$200 to take a helicopter to the airport?
Per person.
Fine.
How far is that?
It would probably, I don't know how far distance doesn't matter. It's time. Because when you're in Manhattan, you could only go like maybe 15 miles and it could take you an hour. You know, so I like see. Taking a helicopter, oh my.
In the air, fast.
If I lived in Manhattan, that would almost be worth it.
Now understand, this only makes sense if you're going to a place that has a helipad.
Right.
So it's not like, oh, we're going to go to dinner and I think we're going to have a couple drinks. We don't want to drive drunk. Let's take a right. Blade to the Galleria.
Yeah, I guess the helicopter can't land in the street in front of the club.
Right.
But let's say you're going to have dinner with Zuckerbergs.
I am.
I'm sure there's a helipad.
But to give him a stern talking to.
Right, exactly. Just to call him a nerd.
Yeah. And then, like, when you see him be like kind of fake punch and be like, what's up, twerp?
Yeah.
This seems crazy to me.
Why does it seem crazy?
Helicopters seem so dangerous.
No.
Helicopters seem like they are like they can't wait to crash.
Why? Because they look like dragonflies a little bit.
No, because they crash. Because they're so much less safe than a plane.
No, planes are they crash even more.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen the news?
The only big helicopter crash that I know of was Kobe.
Yeah. Like I haven't even heard of one.
But I know plane crashes a lot. Like private, you hear about that all the time, right? Right?
I mean, let me look it up, but a military helicopter just flew into a passenger plane and like January or February. What are you talking about?
What the helicopter flew into the plane?
Yeah,
that sounds like a wash.
Yeah.
No, well, no, the
both
plane was
both were unsafe.
No, the plane was doing just fine and was about to land. I personally know somebody whose husband was involved in a helicopter crash. And it says right here, helicopters are inherently more likely to crash than planes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, planes are they're scary too. You know?
Well, yes, I do know because I have flying makes me very nervous. Okay, let's see. Oh, now this site is saying that this is a myth.
Oh.
Okay, but that's from helicopterexpress.com. I bet you do say it's a myth.
You got to look at the.
Oh my God. A family in New York City was taking a New York City like sky tour and the tail of the helicopter like snapped off and they fell into the Hudson and they all died.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, we don't.
You're
hear
not
about
up on your helicopter news.
Not like you are. No, definitely not.
I think they sound so terrifying. I have a friend who works the NICU at UC Davis.
Right.
She's a transport nurse, which means if a baby is born in a hospital that can't treat it,
yes.
and UC Davis is the closest teaching hospital that can treat whatever they have, she is the one, along with some other people, that gets on either a helicopter or a plane, and then they go get the patient with all, you know, the incubators and all these different things,
okay.
and then fly it back. She said, I hate taking the helicopter. She goes, I feel way safer in the plane.
Interesting. All right. Well, here's the other thing, too. We've all been in an Uber that as soon as we got in, we were like, this driver is going to be problematic.
That is a great point.
Either they smell or they're jibber jabbering or they're listening to some sort of music that seems too aggressive for a drive.
Yes.
Or there's a sticker posted in the back that says, you know, something about their ideology about something. I can't imagine now also running into that and being in the sky.
Because you can't say, hey, pull over.
You can't say that.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that I don't know what it's like to be in the back of a helicopter, but can he do a lot of like turning around and not taking his eyes off the, not road, but sky, and just being like, so where are you from?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Are you in town for business?
Yeah. When did you lose your virginity?
Honestly, it's not a good story. I'll tell it to you.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.